We also had the blessing of seeing two baptisms up there in the lake. And it was just really cool to see the baptisms or the salvations didn't come out of men's retreat, but the baptisms happened at men's retreat. And we wanted you to be able to experience that here. So I'm just thankful for the way God works. And here is another way that did that. Matt, if you would dim those lights, please.
We're here at Fort Bluff at the men's retreat, and we're here to baptize Nate Andrews. And after that, Nate is going to baptize his son. And God has done a tremendous work in your life, in your family. And Nate, before I baptize you, are there a few words you'd like to say?
Yeah, just a few. First of all, thank you all for coming. When we came to this church, we wanted to become members, and they said, well, you need baptism by immersion. And I was like, oh, well, I mean, I've already been baptized with the sprinkling. Are you sure this is that important? And they made it really clear to me that, no, it's pretty important to us when you understand why. And so I looked into it, reading in Romans and reading in 1 Peter, and recognizing that not only is this a symbol of obedience to God, because he himself submitted himself to baptism, but that you're being buried with him and you are dying with him, so that when he's resurrected, you're resurrected also. And the process of coming up and having that new life was something that I didn't get through the sprinkling process, because that was when I was 15, and honestly, I don't think anyone would look at me as a 15, 16, 17 year old and say, oh yeah, this person's definitely been baptized, look at them. It was more like, this person needs it. But I wanted it to be that impactful, and that's why I said, well, let's do it in this natural body of water and God's creation. And if it's colder, then that's all the better for feeling like I actually died with him. So that's what I'm doing.
Good. Well, you know, I appreciate his heart, and what I appreciate as much as anything is that even though that wasn't the tradition they came from, that what he did was search out God's word, not to see what culture told him or what tradition told him, but he wanted to know what God said. And when he read and saw that Christ asked us to do this as a sign of obedience, then he's willing to humble himself to Christ rather than do what was comfortable in his culture. And so so that's a great thing, and it's my joy to baptize you. Since you've given your heart to Christ and you are now his, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Well, I have the distinct pleasure of presenting to you my son James, who expressed a desire to be baptized, and he too wanted to be baptized in natural water for, I think, years now, but there just hasn't been an opportunity until this came up, and they said, well, do you want your son to come up? And who would say no to that? So, James, did you want to say anything?
In the past few years, I've really felt this is something that I've needed to do, because God has done so much for me, and I need to obey what he's telling me to do. And this shows, like, specifically that I'm going to follow his will instead of mine. And, yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. That's great.
Please don't bring me too far
into that. Wow. You're telling me.
Okay. Well, James. With this, yeah, plug your nose. You should have practiced. Okay. With this public profession of Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Son,
Holy Spirit.